Mahalo for that. Thank you very much. All right. My name is Ernest David Caimano Carvalho, and my family actually originally comes from Kohala. So we come from Kohala on the Big Island. Both sets of my grandparents moved from the Big Island to Oahu. One set went to Waianae, the other set went to Kalihi. So I was raised in Kalihi. Kalihi Kai, Kalakaua, or is it Kalakaua, right? And then Farrington High School. And then I also went to St. Anthony's of Kalihi. Today I put myself into running for governor because things have to change. Things are just not right anymore in the state of Hawaii. In Hawaii, the aina is sick. The people are sick. Because right now, our politicians no longer serve the people of Hawaii. The politicians are serving themselves. The greed and the corruption that we see going around. If you look outside, you'll see Kaka'ako, what has happened to Kaka'ako. The buildings that are going up there. We cannot afford to live in places like this anymore. This is why I'm running. Is I want to be a part of a solution to be able to help the people of Hawaii to regain what they have lost.
Thank you. For the audience, this is question number 6. Currently, state employees are allowed to use payroll deductions to give to a single charity on Oahu focused primarily on health and human services. Are you willing to review the issue and bring fairness and choice to state employees to give to the Hawaiian Way Fund donor option that supports Native Hawaiian cultural practices?
Absolutely. I don't believe that any state worker should be told that they can only donate to one. So why not open it up and allow them to donate to whom actually they feel the right to have to and give them options? You should never, ever say this is the only ones you can donate to.
For the audience, this is question 12 regarding physicians. A November 2016 report by the Hawaii Medical Education Council found that Hawaii has a physician shortage of about 500, not to mention a long list of behavioral health providers limiting citizen access to quality health care. As governor, what strategies related to workforce development or health worker housing would you consider implementing to address the provider shortage and overall problem in access?
All right, so we do have a problem, and it's a big brain drain. I have cousins that are doctors that are actually leaving Hawaii because they can't afford to live here no more. So we have to find a solution on how we can make it affordable for all of us to be able to live in our own ainas. Yeah, that's just something we have to do. As far as physicians and behavioral health therapists, what we need to do today is we need to say to our children, listen, we're going to put you through school. Once you graduate from high school, your next step is going to be going to college. We will pay for your college education. We will send you to college in the field you choose to, if it's a physician's field, a behavioral health therapist field. We'll put you through school. All we want from you is for the first 10 years after you're done from college, the first 10 years you give back to work within the community. You keep your pay and everything else, but you're going to work for your community. So we'll pay for your education so long as you reinvest that education back into the state of Hawaii by helping us and our people. And that's what I would do on this one. Also, we need to have more places to have better facilities for behavioral health. We have none of them. We need to get our people out of jails, and we need to be able to put them into facilities that's going to teach them and show them how to better live a life, to better get back into the system.
Thank you. Question number 23. The Honolulu Rapid Transit Project was widely touted as an opportunity to construct much-needed affordable housing in the urban core. Understanding that the city is the primary overseer of rail, are you aware of how many actual newly constructed affordable units have been built within the TOD, or how many are planned? As governor, how will you interface with the city, and what are your plans to maximize the construction of new affordable housing units within TOD areas and along rail for local people?
So first of all, let's get this clear. I was never a supporter of rail. I've always felt that rail is a failure. I've always felt that rail should stop at Middle Street, and then let's go to a rapid bus transit system and more bikes. But rail is going to be completed whether we like it or not, and it's going to Ala Moana. The state has already put their hands into it, and the state has done this And because they've done this, now all the other islands have to have a chunk and pay in this. So therefore, what we need to do is we need to bring the legislators together to assure that all these rail stations from the ones in Waipahu, especially the ones in Kali, because Kali is going to be your next Kaka'aka, right, that the affordable housings are made within these TOD systems. We cannot allow them to create another Kaka'aka because then our people cannot live. And Kalihi is going to be your major flashpoint for this. So we need to get legislation passed to assure that rail stays on target and that rails comply with TODs.
Thank you. This next question is number 4 in regards to Olalo Hawaii. Hawaii was the first state in 1978 to recognize its native language as an official state language. As governor, will you give real value behind this official language, including fluency in the native language as a preference in all state job qualifications when all other qualifications are equal?
Absolutely. That's a no-brainer there. We must olelo Hawaii more. I myself am also olelo now. I'm learning, speaking, and it's awesome to be able to speak the native tongue of the Aina, yeah? So we need to do that. But we also need to remember that, I believe, the state constitution of Hawaii, it's Article 10, Section 4, states that all schools will learn Hawaiian culture and be taught in the Hawaiian language. And there is not one school that is doing this today, that are public schools that are doing this. Get away from the charter schools, they are. But that is doing this. All public schools and private schools in Hawaii should be teaching Olelo Hawaii at all levels. So by the time they get into the 7th grade, now the teachers will be speaking and talking to them in Olelo Hawaii. So they'll be teaching in Olelo Hawaii, and everybody will be learning this. So I will give preference. If everything's across the board fair, those at Olelo Hawaii will get the edge, as it should be.
Question 19. More than 22,000 Native Hawaiians are spending their lives on the wait list to receive a land award under the Hawaiian Homes Commission Act of 1921. Too many simply die on the list, never receiving an award. These homestead land awards can be made for a residential, farming, or ranching lot with or without infrastructure. As governor, what is your plan to eliminate barriers within state government at DHHL to issue not hundreds, but thousands of lease awards during the next 4-year term?
The problem that I hear from a lot of people about Hawaiian homestead lands is they can't afford the down payment. So we have to come up with a solution where our people are able to get the down payment. So I'm going to advise and I'm going to try to push legislation through to be able to give credit to the people so that they can get the credit they need to put down the down payment to get that home that they need. But there's another thing bigger here. A lot of people are talking about homes and the farms and all that. But there's a lot of people that are on this list that do not want to live in these homes. They want to live in a condo. So why are we not building condos, apartments for them to live in that they can have of their own? Because this is later on in life, they can pass it down to their children. Not everybody wants to live out in the country. There are many people that want to live right down in urban Honolulu. They want a condo there. So why are we not looking at other options? There should be no reason why anyone is still on the list. This list should be emptied by now.
As governor, this is question number 22 for the audience. As governor, what will you do about the pu'uhonua in Waianae and the unsheltered in general across every county?
Pu'uhonua o Waianae, for me, what I would like to do, I don't believe necessarily that it should stay there, but it should stay intact. So I believe what the state needs to do is the same thing they did with Pu'uhonua o Waimanalo. What we need to do is we need to find them the right land in Waianae so that they'll have Mauka area going down. Because as natives, people know you want to live a little further up because, you know, with climate change coming, the front's going to be flooded anyway. So what we need to do is find them the land and lease this land out to them for $1 for 99 years. Not only that, the state needs to go further. I believe that every aupua on the island of Oahu and in the state of Hawaii should actually have a pu'u Pu'ohunua. Pu'ohunua's work. It is a proven fact. I've been to the one in Waimanalo. I've checked out the one in Waianae. They actually work.
Mahalo. For the audience, this is question 27. Would you pursue an aggressive capital improvement plan to upgrade Hawaii's infrastructure through general obligation bonds for roads, neighbor island sewage treatment plants, rural schools and clinics, and renewable energy infrastructure that includes such improvements on Hawaiian homelands located in every county?
Absolutely. That there is a no-brainer, too. But I'd go further than this. Infrastructure is very important to the state of Hawaii for everyone, no matter where we go. So we're allowing big money to come into Hawaii and build big businesses, hotels that we cannot even afford to go on. But yet the infrastructure is not there. Take Ko'olina, for example. They built that out there, and they want to build even more. But there's no infrastructure in Waianae to hold all that capacity of all the new people that's going to be coming that way. The roads are still damaged. No sewage pipes. They're all old. This is all going to crumble right in front of us. So before we do anything, the state needs to look at the infrastructure of the whole islands and redo the infrastructure. Put people back to work, people. Put the people back to work. Let's rebuild our infrastructure. Then we can think about rebuilding our homes.
Thank you. Question 24 for the audience. Brain drain is real social and economic capital lost characterized by highly educated and highly skilled individuals, which include college and vocational trade graduates, leaving the state for economic opportunities. It is a major economic and social inhibitor. As governor, what are your plans to address and mitigate brain drain, including any new economic opportunities? Would you support and fund a governor's job program that targets local graduates in one-year fellowships for college and vocational trades graduates returning home?
So absolutely, and I believe I already touched on part of this with our education. Yeah? So what we need to do as far as the brain drain is we have focused everything so much on the military and tourism. And by focusing on military and tourism, we have forgot that we need to bring in jobs that are economically possible for our people of Hawaii, jobs, high-paying jobs that will pay to keep our people here. As long as we have tourism going on, then we have low-paying jobs. We have restaurant working jobs. We have hotel jobs. They don't pay much. So we need to go ahead and focus on bringing high-tech jobs into Hawaii, rebuild our economy. We can no longer continue to look at the military or tourism as a way out. In fact, if we continue to do this, Hawaii, as you and I know it, will never, ever be the same again because, as they say, 37 people a day are leaving Hawaii, and I see this all the time. And a lot of those people that are leaving Hawaii are our brains, are the ones that we need here to help us to rebuild our aina.
Question number 25 for the audience. Hawaii is one of the highest costs of living in the nation, causing a significant burden on local and multi-generational residents. For example, residents are disadvantaged in buying power against off-island market forces, wherein down payment savings on a home or to start a business is burdensome for locals against residents who aren't paying high costs and able to accrue savings and invest here in our state. As governor, how will you even the playing field?
Okay, so problem with this is, you're right, people are not only coming from the mainland, but they're coming from foreign countries. And when they come here, they already have the capital to buy out the homes that we should be buying. Here in Hawaii, everything costs so much that we're working 2 to 3 jobs a day. So it's impossible for us to save. So what we need to do is, we need to think about a 3-tier tax system, one for locals, one for mainlanders coming in here, and one from foreign investors. Okay, I'm not going to get into this tax system just quite yet, but that's what we need to be thinking about to take even the playing field. You know, our people should be able to buy their homes and all that, but those are things that we need to do. Next, we need to look at Airbnb, because Airbnb is raising the prices, yeah? Then next we need to do is we really need to look at a cost of living. I believe that every resident, not anyone that just comes here tomorrow, but every resident that has lived here and can prove 5 years of citizenship in Hawaii should have a cost of living starting at $15,000 a year.
Thank you. This is the last question for the series, and this will be question 28 in regards to Hawaii tourism. The visitor demographic is changing globally, wherein tourists are looking for more authentic experiences. The Hawaii Tourism Authority is funded at upwards of $80 million annually, yet a tiny percentage is dedicated to investing in Native Hawaiian culture. As governor, how would you ensure that HTA moves away from the plastic marketing of Hawaii and invests in more culturally authentic experiences, including greater investments from HTA into local watersheds, environments, county parks, cultural practices, and the alike?
All right, so we have a problem with HTA. Okay? HTA basically controls and tells us how many people they want to bring in, and they keep on raising that level. And that needs to stop. So we, not only the governor, but the legislator, needs to put a limit on how they're going to spend their monies. Yeah? And we need to allocate these monies to the proper areas. HTA is unnecessarily spending our funds on things that we do not need. These tourists are coming here and they're saying, where's Hawaii? They're seeing, like, as you say, plastic. And that's all they're seeing. They're not seeing the true Hawaii. They're not seeing the true culture. So let's find a way to limit it. But to do this, we're going to have to literally work with the legislator to get this, legislators to do this. So what I'm saying is what we need to do is we need to bring people together that have the same common goals so that we can find a way to work on this one together.
Mahalo for your answers today. You can proceed with your three-minute closing statement.
All right. I didn't want to run for governor, but I was asked by many different people if I would stand up and do this. Why would someone want to just throw themselves in there and have their whole lives emptied to the rail? That's just not me. But what I found out is that a lot of our politicians today no longer serve the people. They serve the special interest group. They serve the corporations. They have forgot what it is to be a politician. To be a politician does not mean that the people serve you. It's the other way around. It means you serve the people. And we've forgotten that. And because we have forgotten that, we have allowed our people to die on the streets. We have allowed our people not to be educated. We have forced our people outside of our own aina. I am tired of watching my own ohana and my friends leave these islands because they cannot afford it no more. So I'm asking you folks to think differently this election. Don't think the same. Think differently. And how would you vote? Don't think about what this career politician is doing. Think about what you need. Think about your family, your ohana. Think about what they need. Think about the future of Hawaii. We have a massive climate change on our way. What are we going to do for the next seven generations? Because nobody's addressing this. Yeah, nobody's talking about the future. Because until we can take care of this, nothing be right. And lastly, until we allow the Kanaka Maoli back into the table, Hawaii will never be the same. So as governor, I would like to add another cabinet that is strictly Kanaka Maoli that will be sitting at the table with the governor every day to have a voice in the government. Thank you.